Now, the Czech government has taken another step towards meeting its pledge to combat political extremism in the country. That's a problem that's received a lot of attention in the last 6 months. The latest move is a new guidebook for town and city halls. It should help local officials recognize applications to hold gatherings as being from extremists. The authorities would then either refuse to issue permits or ban gatherings once they begin. Chris Johnstone reports on an initiative that the Interior Ministry hopes will help clear Czech streets of extremists.
Those are sounds from one of the worst riots in the country last November, when around 1,000 riot police fought running battles with 700 right-wing extremists who tried to march on a Roma suburb in the northern town of Litvinov. In response to such clashes in Litvinov and elsewhere, the Czech government has now launched a guide aimed at helping town and city halls to recognise extremist meetings and either refuse them permission from the outset or ban them once they are underway. The Interior Ministry booklet seeks to plug a gap which has become all too apparent in recent months. Czech town halls outside the capital just do not have the legal know-how or experience to tackle the seemingly ever bolder ambitions of extremist groups. These have been seeking to claim the streets with rallies and demonstrations and milk the media limelight that results for their cause. Some local authorities have relied on expensive mass police action to swamp the extremists. Others have tried to ban marches but ended up on the wrong side of court decisions after following flawed legal procedures. Few councils have successfully used the provisions of a nearly 20-year-old law on public gatherings to ban extremist meetings. The Ministry's 70-page rough guide to the law seeks to change all that, with 4,000 of the publications being dispatched to town halls across the country. Martin Petsina is Minister of the Interior. He says the booklet is a significant first step to help local councils tackle the extremist problem.
It's the first step, and we will follow with the next handbooks and the next steps and the hotlines and so on. But I think that the first step is very important for them.
The guide explains the current law and also provides advice for councils on how to recognise extremist meetings. Included is a list of anniversaries which right-wing extremist groups like to mark with marches and demonstrations. Recommendations also call for councils to monitor the organisers' internet sites and find out if they have left a trail as organisers of previous extremist events. It also encourages councils to forge close links with local police and make use of their expertise on extremism. Practical advice is also given on the circumstances when a meeting already underway can be banned. Martin Linhart is Director of Security Policy at the Ministry. He says many local councils have clearly been overwhelmed when faced with extremist demonstrations.
I have to say that at the moment, especially small villages or small towns, they have nearly no experience with such a type of huge demonstrations or huge actions done by, for example, extremists. So I think that it can be very helpful for them because they can read all about the law on free gathering of the people in one place, in one web pages or in one publication.
He expects the councils to help update a web version of the guide. The focus will now be on councils and whether the offered advice translates into action against what the minister describes as a threat to democracy and slur on the Czech Republic's image abroad.
Thanks, Chris Johnstone.